I talked about Satan's motivation. I talked about Satan's method in his dominion strategy. May I just give you the manifestation of that? Go to Revelation chapter 17. Revelation chapter 17. And let me bring out my three objects. Da-da-da-da. You know I would do that. Here we go. Ding, ding, ding. Can't teach without mic stands. It's ridiculous unless you know what you're talking about. Here's a mic stand. Here's a mic. There's a mic stand. These represent the three main events in God's calendar of activities in the future. This is the rapture, the seven-year tribulation, the revelation of Christ back to the earth, the thousand-year millennial kingdom, the great white throne judgment, and eternity future. That's how you go through eschatology. The rapture, 7 years, the return of Christ, thousand-year reign, great white throne judgment, eternity future. This seven-year period of time is divided into two sections, the first 3.5 years and the last 3.5 years. First 3.5 years is chapter 17 of Revelation. The last 3.5 years is chapter 18 of Revelation. Chapter 17 of Revelation. Quickly, we'll just go through it very slightly, and then I'm out of here. One of the angels came, and he showed me a great whore that sitteth upon many waters. This is apocalyptic literature. The word whore is used 4 times in this chapter. Woman is used 6 times. They're synonymous terms. 10 times it's referring to an unvirtuous woman, a whore, a prostitute. That is talking, and I'm taking shortcuts, folks, that is talking about a false church. You see, we are the bride of Christ, and the bride comes to the altar in a white gown saying that she is pure, she's a virgin. The opposite of a pure, virtuous, virgin woman is a whore, a prostitute. And so chapter 17 is talking about a one-world false church, and she comes to power. I'm not going to develop all this. I've done it before, but it's talking about a false church in chapter 17. What did Nimrod establish at Babel? A one-world church whose headquarters was at Babel to 539 B.C. Then it moved to Pergamos, and from Pergamos it moved to Rome. A one-world church. I'm not going to develop it anymore. I'm just telling you, chapter 17 is a false church, a one-world church. And this is a manifestation in the first 3.5 years that originated in Babel under Nimrod, totally satanically controlled. Control. Satan's third strategy. What's chapter 18? Chapter 18, after chapter 17, verses 16 and 17, says that the revived Roman Empire, that's the 10 horns. I know I'm taking shortcuts. We're here all week long. I can discuss these with you. The revived Roman Empire in chapter 17, verse 16, destroys the whore. It hates the whore. It burns the whore. It makes her naked, and it destroys the church. The revived Roman Empire destroys the false church headquartered in Rome. Verse 17, and God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And so then all of this power and lordship is given to Satan, who temporarily, listen here, after the first 3.5 years, you know where he goes? Jerusalem. You know what he does in Jerusalem? 2 Thessalonians 2:4, sits down in the temple as God. What did it say in Isaiah 14? I will be worshipped in Jerusalem. He goes to Jerusalem, sits down at the midway. That's the abomination of desolation. He desecrates the temple. Then in the last 3.5 years, where does he go? The power is given by the revived Roman Empire to Antichrist, Satan-controlled, to go over into Babel, Babylon, in chapter 18. And he headquarters himself in Babylon, literal Babylon, Babylon alive and well on planet Earth, modern-day Iraq, where today UN inspectors arrived to look for the weapons of mass destruction that George W. Bush, President of the United States, Tony Blair, Prime Minister of Britain, says that Saddam can use to hold this nation hostage. The Antichrist by the way, Saddam a prototype, but not the fulfillment of, could hold the world hostage from Babylon. Antichrist will hold it hostage from Babylon. And in the last 7 years of the time before Christ comes, the first three, a false church established at Babylon, satanic control, a false economy or government in Babylon, satanic control. Satan had a plan 4,500 years ago and puts it in place in the last days. And what tool does he use to do that? I submit to you the Islamic faith. May I close by reading quotes from a very famous world leader named Vladimir Putin, president of Russia, made on the 11th day of November this year, speaking to the European Union in Brussels. This is not some crazy prophecy teacher. This is the leader of probably the second most powerful nation in this world. Here's what he says. Islamic radicals are pursuing the systematic annihilation of non-Muslims. That's us. Second, civilization faces a mortal threat from Muslims, and they have plans to create a worldwide kingdom in our world. Third, the world no longer faces isolated acts of terrorism, but a concerted effort and program by a global network bent on slaughter, perhaps with nuclear weapons. That's not some rash statement made by some crazy. That's the president of Russia. A global network set up to establish a one world government and a one world religion. Satan's strategy manifest in the Islamic faith, who has as their goal world dominion. Everybody involved in the religion of Islam and answering directly to Allah, a satanic being. And we're here. That's Satan's dominion strategy. September the 11th, 2001. Open the lid on the jar, and the genie escaped. And they're not going to be able to put him back in the jar. What we face is the time of the end. And Satan's dominion strategy applicable today. Father, thank you for the Word of God, the privilege and honor to be able to open the book and start to come to some conclusions on what you're describing as the day of destiny. We thank you for the privilege that you've given us to spend some time here together with these precious people. We've set a base this morning for the purpose of being able to look at, examine in light of biblical prophecy and the truth of God's Word. This that is so prevalent in our world today, so prevalent that a world leader, Vladimir Putin, says, we're in an unbelievable time in history when they will even possibly use nuclear weapons to slaughter non-Muslims and set up their world kingdom. Let us pay attention to the truth and understand the days in which we live. In the precious name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.